We're learning with Sechas Bava Kama Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're starting from two dots on top. It's like five lines from the top. You don't have two dots in your Gemara. Hakelev Shenotal. It said in our Mishnah that a kelev that took a charara, this charara, this cookie had a gachelas attached to it. The kelev, the dog, ate the charara and lit up a whole garden. Shalach is the charara. You pay nezik shalim. That's shein. But a gadish shalom chatzin nezik. I see why. But pastures is of course like cherus. Pay chatzin nezik on the gadish. Zok the Gemara, Itmar, famous machlokes. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Ishoy Meshum Chitzav. When someone is over the mazik of Eish, it's Meshum Chitzav. It's considered like he's throwing an arrow, and it's considered the Adam's Maisa. Rabbi Shlokos Amar, Ishoy Meshum Moinoy. The mazik of Eish is like your mama's mazik. It's like your shor, your cow was mazik, your Eish was mazik. And as of now, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if it's not your Eish. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, even if you take someone else's ash, you take someone else's fire, and you put it down somewhere, and it lights up a building, you're chayiv, because it's your chetz. Even if you take someone else's arrow, you're chayiv. According to Rosh Lakish, it's your mom and a mazik. If someone else didn't watch the ash, and you took it and put it somewhere, so then, it's not, you're not, maybe if a person picks it up, so maybe the person's responsible, if a behemoth picks it up, it's not the responsibility of the Baal HaBehemah, it's the responsibility of the owner of the ash. It's ash, Mishum HaMayinai. Now, Shlokish, my time learned with Rabbi Yechon. One of Shlokish, like Rabbi Yechon, says that it's your arrow. Amalach, chitzav, mekoyche kazdi. Your chetz, when you throw an arrow, it's from your koyach. Hi, the eish, lav mekoyche kazdi. It goes in the wind. It doesn't go in with your koyach. So therefore, it cannot be considered your arrow. That's why Shlokish is not like the pshat of chitzav. Rabbi Yechon, my time learned with Shlokish. One is like Shlokish, that's because of Mamon Amazik. Amalach, mamoyna isbei mamasha. Mamoin has mamashas to it. Fire has no mamashas to it. It's like ear. It's no mamashas to it. And that cannot be considered your mamon amazik. Hol less be mamasha doesn't have any mamashas. So we have here machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, ish mechitzav shemamoinai. And Rashi learns that it has to be your mamon. Tosis doesn't like that pshat. Tosis doesn't say it has to be your mamon. He's saying just it's medin mamon amazik. It's not mamish your mamon. That's Tosis speaks out. Different mouths. Ishim shemoinai. Zok Tosis. Kloy ma'archiv memoino yeshboy. Veloy shiye eish shaloy. That fill hidlik be eish shal achar chayiv. Of course, he took someone else's eish chayiv. Just it's medin mamon amazik. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina will be is if nafkamina will be if let's say it's chayiv adal dvarim. We'll see later on. If it's chitzav, then it's odom amazik chayiv for the tzar ripu sheves. Nezek tzar ripu sheves, not boishes, but al kaponim. We'll see as we go along with tomorrow. There's a machlokes here of sagas reichanan eishim shem chitzav shem moinai. Tanah, I'm looking at our Mishnah. A kalv shnot the charara, and the kalv took this cookie, brought it to another place, lit up the godish. He's chayiv on the charara nezek shalom, and says on the godish chayiv chatzi nezek. So bishlam al mad yom eishim shem chitzav, that whoever sends out the eish is considered his arrow. So chitzav of the kalavu. So it's considered like the arrow of the kalav. So we understand why yichayiv chatzin nezek. Because if a kalav sends out an arrow, that's called tsroiris. Tsroiris is when it's not direct damage, it's just my kayach. By kayach, by a behemah, it's called tsroiris. So yichayiv, you understand why yichayiv chatzin nezek. Elo, that's good for Rabbi Yechonon. Elo, lamadim eish v'shem moinoi, hay eish lav amoyin debal kalavu, and lefi Rashi, it's very simple, the kasha. The lechayra, it's not the moment of the Baal Kelev, so how can you be chayiv? It has to be your moment in order to be chayiv. So how can you be chayiv for the eish at all? It's not your moment. The way Tosis learns this kasha is that how could a kelev make a eish? Just like a kelev cannot be chayiv on bar, a kelev cannot make eish. Omelach Shlokish. So that's the kasha of fear Shlokish. What's going on here? Why are you chayiv for eish? Lechayra, it's someone else's eish. You can't be chayiv for that. The case was, it's not what you think the case is. The case is that he threw it. He threw the eish. He threw the eish. That's what happened. The acharara mshalam nezeshom because he ate the acharara. But mokem gachelas, the place where it landed, mshalam chatzin nezek. Why is it chatzin nezek? Because that's tsroiris. The kelev threw the gachelas and it landed on a spot where it lands. The point of impact, that's regular tsroiris chatzin nezek. But Godish kula apata. But the whole Godish apata. Why apata on the whole Godish? Because that's already Eish, and it's not your mamun. So therefore, you're not chayav for that. The point of contact, that's my koyach that made that iser, that made that damage. My koyach, the kelev's power made that damage. If we chayav chatzinet gatzoyrus, but now that the fire spread, that already is not the ma'aseh of the kelev. That's ma'aseh of esh. And it's not your mamoin, therefore your partners. When the Mishnah says, Vala God of Shalom Chaznezik means the mokoim of impact. The place where of impact, that's the case. And Rashi explains, why do you have to say Baduya Aduya? Why do you have to say through it? Why can't you say that the caliph took this cookie with the kachelas, ate it, and left it in its spot, and lit something in that spot? So Rashi says, you know why? Kadeim Yechayim Nezik Shalom on that spot. We need a Chaznezik here. Because according to Rav Shlokesh, if this Kelev took the cookie, ate it, and then made a fire on that spot, so that spot, you have Nezik Shalom for the Charoro and for the Godesh. Whatever spreads, you potter. So where was the Chatzin Nezik? Therefore, the case has to be, I do, threw it. It threw it, and therefore, you have... Because this place of impact, that's not of Tzoros. You ate it, the place where you ate it, that's where you put it down, that's not Tzoros. That's Mazik Mamish. Tzoros means you threw something. It's
why you
start fighting your potter. You're potter on the garbage. As I said, you're potter on the garbage. We said you're potter on the. If it was anuche, here you threw it. So again, if you threw it here, so the chorari painted the shalom and the mokum chayes bechatzin. I was like, well, God is cool a potter. We just spoke out why he didn't put it. Why can't case put it down? Then you wouldn't have a chatzin ezek anyway. Rabbi Yechon holds the anuche. You put it down. Acharoro mokum chayes b'shalom like the shalom. Because whatever spread is called Ishim Shemchitzai, and that's called Tzoros. That's right. Therefore, you be Chatzin Nezek. So the place where you put it down and that you ate is Nezek Shalom. That's Urche, and that's Bidai. And what it spread is Chitzai of the Kelev, and that is Tzoros. Taisa actually speaks out that Fibra Rosh Lakish, instead of throwing it, you could have said the case was that it put it down with a shinui. So it's like Mashunah, so it's like a Tam, so it's Chatzin Nezek. Could have said that case also. It's simpler. We're in the Sugya of Shane here, so therefore we said a case of Tzoros. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya to the Chalikas Rosh Lakish of Yechran. Tashma, Gomol Ta'on Pishton. There's a camel full of flax. Flax is very flammable. And it was overflowed with flax. Va'avav Shirabim, they're walking down the street of Shirabim, Nichnasa Pishton Esech HaChanos. Some of the flax went into the store. And in the store, they had these lights that were lighting up. It was a fire. It was lamps that were lighting up the store. And it caught on fire. And the flax caught fire on the Neir Shechevni. And it burnt down the building. What's the halacha? Baal Gomel Chayev. The Baal Gomel Chayev is his responsibility. He shouldn't have overflowed this piston so much, the flax so much on the back of the Gomel. Haniyah Chevni Neir Bechos. If the Chevni put his Neir on the outside, which not supposed to be doing, Chevni Chayev, the Chevni is Chayev, he's responsible. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. But Ner Chanukah Potter is a time when you're allowed to put a Ner outside your store. By Ner Chanukah, then you're allowed to put the Ner, the fire, the lamp, the Eish, out of your store. Then you're Potter. So that is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Baal HaGomel is Chayiv, even with someone else's Eish. Now let's try to analyze this. Bishlam Vadim Mishim Mishim Chitzav the Gomel. When you stand, it's Chitzav the Gomel, and therefore you're Chayiv. We understand why you have to pay. Because it's a chitzav of the gomel. Elamad yom shemaynai, maybe you have chatzin ezek, maybe, because we chitzav the gomel, because we tzoros. But we understand why you have. We understand why you have. But if you hold, like our shlokish, elamad shemaynai, you have eish lamayin debal gomel, who it's not as eish, why you have, belongs to the chemvini, belongs to the chemvini, so why you have. Zog to Gemara, hachmai eskinon, om lach shlokish, hachmai eskinon, it's talking about that the gomel singes directly the entire building. It means he walks and with the fire, he burns the whole building. Not the fire spread. He actually went ahead and blew torch the building. Kol avir kula, the whole entire building. And that's why chayiv, because it's direct damage. It's not coming on to Eish. And therefore, even Eish v'shemayin, here it's chayiv, because the behemoth was mazik. Frank the Gemara, Yochi, that's the case. Emes Seifa, Emniya Chemveni Neiru Mechutz, Chemveni Chayv. The Chemveni is Chayv. L'chayv, Emes Achsachas, if it's about Sichsuch here, that the Gomel was Mesach Seich, be a dayim, basically, the entire bira, what it, you know, it was direct damage, the whole dira. Am I chayiv? Why is the Baal Chemeli chayiv? Which means that, why is he chayiv alone? The gomel's responsible also, because the gomel actually did a biadayim. You're right, the Chemeli did a pshia, left it outside, but here, the gomel lit up the whole bira, it wasn't regular age. Zog the Gemara, v'sha'amda. The behema stood. So, for the Gemara, Amda v'sichscha koshkele Chemeli potter. The behema stood in one place, and that's how he burnt the whole bira, because it was a very big bundle, connected the whole bira, like Rashi says. So then, for sure, it should be the Chemeli should be potter. Again, potter means, not potter gamri, means the chiv together with the Baal Gamal. Baal Gamal should be chayiv also. Koshkele Chemeli potter, Baal Gamal chayiv. Amra funu ba'amu noyach. It stood, so it's anus, and I was sixicha the whole abira. So here, since the chemini was peshaya, therefore the chemini is chayit. The baal chemini is chayit. So the Gemara on top of our base, reisha baal chomel chayiv leboy lefushay betina. Shouldn't have overflowed it with flax. Seifa chemini chayiv leboy lenuche neiru avroy. Seifa the chemini is chayiv. Shouldn't have put the neir outside. So to recap. We have over here a case where the Baal Gomel, for example, could be chai for the whole building. In what case? We overflowed flax, and there was no oinus involved. The loch is, you chai for the bira. And the question was, the bishlim shol eishem shem chitzoy, so it's the chitzov of the Gomel. You understand why you chai? But if you hold eishem shem moinoy, why is he chayiv l'chayro? It's not his eish. It's not his eish. And if it's not his eish, it's not machiyev. And if he toisa learns, it's nothing to be mamash imam. And the same type of kasha is that here, the behemah makes the eish. No chiyev behemah to make eish. So why you chayev according to Rish Lakish? If it's a chaitz, if it's an arrow, you chayev. But if it's a shlakish, why you chayev? So my answer is here was direct damage, but not eish. It was touching the beard the entire time. Therefore, it was direct damage. And that's why you chayev. That's why the Baal Gomel is chayev. And the more asked that the Baal Chemeli should always be potter or at least. The Baal Gomel should always be chayiv if it's case of sechschot haritz. Is the case of the case where the candle's outside, it stopped lahatam mea, so it was oinus. So there, the fault lays at the chemini because he put something outside. So that's why the Baal Chemini is chayiv. But bottom line is, we answer for Yerushalakish that the case is sechschot, not that it made a fire, it burnt it directly, and therefore that's why chayiv, even though it's not his mamam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That's what you have. No, Matthias. Hey, look at Aish. When I leave an Aish, is that considered like my Maisa? Just like when you throw an arrow, I'm not touching the arrow, it comes from me. So here also, by Aish also, it comes from me, it's considered my Chetz.
No, but if you have Aish and Bishop Maini,
you're not throwing the fire. You're not throwing it, it's in Lomdus. You're doing the same exact thing both ways. What do you look at it?
It's Tzareus. I mean, that's considered like you're
throwing. Right. Even if you throw it, it's still Tzareus. Yeah. Even if you throw it, it's still Tzareus.
It means that we're looking like physical.
Right. Right.